He pushes Yusuke to his full potential almost every arc.
Yep.
And Yusuke is the most protective over Kuwabara. And I love that relationship. Who do you believe the most underrated character in Yu Yu Hakusho is? And this is your opinion. It can be anyone you want. You know, everyone's going to have their own opinions. And as long as you can back it up with reasoning, it shouldn't be an issue. It is no right or wrong answer for this. But I feel like a lot of people are going to say one character. But I'm going to ask you first. One. Yeah.
I can think of a lot of characters. But yeah, that is an interesting one. And that's one you really have to think about. But I know we're thinking of the same person. I'm pretty sure we are.
Yeah, but we'll see.
We probably have different reasoning too. But yeah. You said you want me to go first?
Yeah, you go ahead, bro.
So I was trying to think of another character, but it stuck out too much in my mind. And I remember when you texted it to me. I actually was thinking about it before I went to bed. So my most underrated character is Kuwabara.
Yep. He kind of has to be.
It's Kuwabara, and we could go back and forth on the reasoning on this. For me, okay, yes, he's not the best fighter. He's not the most skilled fighter. Obviously not the most experienced, but his character brings more to the story, brings more to the plot, because he's the one pushing Yusuke. He's the one.
Exactly.
Yeah, he's the one holding Yusuke accountable. He's kind of like that. I'm not going to say like a. I feel like a more like a big brother to Yusuke. It's weird.
Like
big brother to Yusuke, kind of like helping him get his mind right and helping him to focus on certain things. But he's just along for the ride when he's with Yusuke. And it's his willpower that keeps him strong. It's his willpower that keeps him in the game and fighting. Now, sometimes in his mind, I know that he'll be taking on more than he knows what he can handle, but that doesn't stop him from really, you know, fighting his best. But
he has unbelievable confidence,
bro. Yes.
I mean, honestly, all of the four main characters, they all are pretty confident. But Kuwabara stand out just because he's not as strong or skilled as a fighter as Yusuke. He's clearly not stronger than Kurama or but his, like you said, his sure willpower, he lives by code, he lives by honor. And you have to respect that. You have to read. Kuwabara is not the smartest. He's not the most powerful. But when you really think about it, he's the only, well, he's only human of the four main characters.
Yes.
Is Genkai? Genkai is a human, right?
She's a human, but
yeah.
Out of the four, that squad, he's the only pure blooded human.
Yeah, he's the only human, and he keeps up. Even though he can't beat the big bad guys,
no,
he holds his own throughout every arc in Yu Yu Hakusho. And another reason I like him I chose him as the most underrated character is something you hit on. He pushes Yusuke. Think about it. When he thought, spoilers, but everyone knows.
The show's been out for 30 years.
Yeah. So, but in a dark tournament, he pushes Yusuke to beat Toguro. And and then in the next arc, he loses his powers, but he gets them back to save his friends, right? But he also pushes Yusuke to another level when him trapped. And even before that, when every arc, he is the one that pushes Yusuke to the next level.
Yeah.
In pretty much every arc.
So I wanted to hit on this. So let's talk about his weapon, the spirit sword. So basically, the spirit sword is his spirit's energy. It's an extension of himself. and the way that it develops throughout the show. So the first time he uses the Spirit Sword, he doesn't know he could use it. It's basically like he had to channel it in like one of his first fights in the tournament Genkai had. Like one of the earlier episodes, he had to channel it through like a wooden stick to like get the sword to come out. And then later, over time, when he develops the sword, he can make it longer. He can make it like move around because it's an extension of his spirit energy. And then when he's fighting to Elder Tagoro in the end of the Dark Tournament, he actually can shoot out darts using the Spirit Sword. But the thing is this. I know it's obviously it's not as powerful as the Spirit Gun, but I believe it's almost on the same level as an A-class demon when he gets his final power-up, the one sword that could cut through dimensions.
And he pushed the whole narrative for that arc. I mean, they were trying to get Kurobara that whole time. He was the plot. He was like the MacGuffin or whatever they call it. I forgot what they call it. People are going to say I sound crazy. But he was the main, he was the plot point. Like, he pushes the narrative or pushes the plot in that arc. But you're absolutely right. And this, I don't, it's obviously not stronger than the Spirit Gun.
No.
But I think it's more useful. And I think it's more because he can use it. He doesn't have a limit. As long as he has spirit energy, he can use it. Like Yusuke, throughout most of the series, only can use the Spirit Gun a handful of times.
He literally, but it's like either the Spirit Gun or the Shotgun or the Spirit Wave. Yeah,
Spirit Wave. But the Spirit Sword is like, can be utilized in so many different ways. And like, it's, like you said, it's not as powerful, but I just think it's more useful.
Yeah,
for most of the time,
he could be creative and versatile with the Spirit Sword. Mm-hmm. And here's another point I like this. So Sensui calls it a Jigen Toe. It's basically a dimension sword. He's able to cut through dimensions whenever he gets his final power up, and whenever he's able to cut through the Kakai Pair that's holding the demons away from the living world with the higher class demons. So think about this. If he had that sword when he fought Elder Tagoro the first time,
oh, he would have killed him.
He would have wiped him. Because the thing is this, him cutting him up, Elder Tagoro wouldn't have been able to regenerate because now his body parts are in different dimensions. They're not just cut up. They're not just sliced up. They're in different space time. So now they can't connect to each other. They're different realities. So you can't do anything. Yeah.
And he's a human. That's the craziest part to me. This is why I like the characters in Yu Yu Hakusho are, we already did this video, compared to the Dragon Ball Z characters. I know there's Dragon Ball, the Dragon Ball Z, Dragon Ball Super, GT, whatever. We compare Yu Yu Hakusho to Dragon Ball Z because of their similar show as in Shonen. Because Dragon Ball is a little different, but Dragon Ball Z and Yu Yu Hakusho are comparable. But you look at characters like Krillin, Tien, Yamcha, eventually the humans just can't keep up anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But Kurobara can hang with these guys, A-class, S-class level demons, and he's still holding his own is crazy. So that's why he has to be the most underrated character. When you think about everything he's done and his growth throughout the entire series and how he pushed Yusuke, how he eventually earned the respect of Hiei and Kurama, and with his sure willpower and his code that he sticks to and his honor. Even when he lost his powers and got it back when he was fighting that blonde kid, and even that kid went from working with Sensui to seeing how Kurobara didn't even want to kill him. He respected Kurobara as a man after that. And Kurobara changes people's opinions about him. Maybe a doofus. He's not the smartest guy in the room, but you have to appreciate his honor.
Yeah, that's true. And he will never go against his code. Like throughout the whole show, him like getting beat up, him like being faced with impossible odds, he will never change his code. And that's crazy. Yeah. That's honor. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, but he low key may be the most, not the most powerful, but he may be the most important character throughout the series. Obviously, Yusuke is the protagonist, but like we kept, like to reiterate, fuck these words up. But yeah, to what we were trying to say, he pushes Yusuke to his full potential almost every arc.
Yep.
And Yusuke is the most protective over Kuwabara. And I love that relationship because he's very, like, out of all the anime relationships, I think those two are my favorite just because of Yusuke's. So they fight like brothers, but Yusuke does not. Yusuke could beat him up, but he don't want anybody else is not allowed to beat Kuwabara up. So that I love that aspect of the relationship, and it's one of the better relationships in anime to me.
You know, it's another funny thing, the fact that he's in love with Hiei's sister. But the thing is, he doesn't know that. He's the only one that doesn't know that's Hiei's sister. That's what makes that funny.
That idiot, he didn't finish watching the tape. As soon as he saw her, because remember, he was saying, I'm about to give up on fighting. Yep. I don't want to do this anymore. I'm going to focus on school. And as soon as he saw that video and saw her, he was like, yeah, come on, let's go.
Screw it. Let's go do this. Yep.
Oh, man, that's funny. Yeah. And then it's funny because even Kurama hinted at it. He said, how much Kuwabara and Hiei argue? Kurama was like, just imagine one day they might
be in-laws.
In-laws.
Yeah. But the interesting thing is like Hiei, even though he's kind of shut off and whatever, he doesn't mind that Kuwabara, fancies Yukina because he knows that he's going to protect her while she's in living world. So he just has nothing to worry about.
Yeah. And like I said before, I like that respect that they develop for each other. Yeah, at the beginning, he looked at Kuwabara like he's a piece of shit. Like he's nothing.
Like an idiot.
Yeah, but throughout the series, he continues to see like he actually cares about him and he actually respects him.
Yeah.
He earns the respect of everyone he meets.
Yeah, for the most part. Yeah, with each of the other members in his crew, he has a special like connection. Like, Yusuke obviously has that brotherly thing with Kurama. He's still like his friend in living world since Kurama's like taking the body of a human. Mm-hmm. So they're still like good friends. And then with Ie, I mean, you were saying that his connection with Yukina, I mean, and the fact that Ie trusts Kuwabara to protect Yukina. I mean, he has a special kind of like connection with all three of them. So that's actually an important part of the show as well.
He may be the glue to the group.
He is. He really is.
Without him, the group wouldn't work.
Because, and that's a good point that you hit on, because in the beginning of the Three Kings arc, when they're going off to Demon World and kind of like their separate ways to fight for one of the Three Kings, he was like, Kuwabara was like begging them to like, why can't you guys rethink this? You guys are crazy. You guys are going to be fighting each other down there. He was thinking like we had like a good thing going here. We were gonna fight the good fight, all that stuff. But honestly, at that point, he realized he had to let them go do their own thing and kind of like find out who they were. Find out, he owed it to him. He owed it to them. So
he's the glue of the group. Like the group would not function right without him. Because EA and Yusuke are so competitive.
Yeah.
Kurama is kind of laid back, but when he's super serious when it's time to go. But Kurama gives the group that balance, that perfect balance. Like throughout the Dark Tournament, even though he lost, he
lost a bunch of times.
He was the only one. Yeah, he's the only one who really lost. I know Kurama lost, but he killed the dude. But he's the only one who actually lost, but at the same time, he came through when he had to, or he gave the members of the team motivation to do better, to strive to be greater.
Mm-hmm.
So I always looked at him as the glue of the group. And that's why I believe he's the most underrated, unappreciated character. If you ask most people, he's not going to be most people's favorite character. I mean, honestly, I think most people are going to say either EA or Yusuke or Kurama. Most people will say those are their favorite character. You're not going to get too many people that's going to say Kuwabara is their favorite character, but he's the most important character.
Yeah, because Kuwabara, I mean, the reason why I think people wouldn't think is as important or as like important as a fighter is the fact that no transformations. He's not super mm-hmm. powerful. You know, he really, the spirit sword, I mean, it's nice, but it's not as flashy as what some of the other ones have got going. But like you said,
and he's a human.
He's the most important. He probably is. Yeah, definitely the most important character. He moves the story yeah. along, and he's the motivation and reason why the team is as strong as they are.
Yep. Can you think of any other anime character that has a similar role to the group as
Kurama or Kuwabara?
Yeah.
That holds the kind of like the glue and holds the team together. Ugh.
It's really hard to think about that in other shows. Like, they don't really have it, really. I mean, I'm sure the people are going to comment and tell us, but off the top of my head, I can't think of any.
Not in any shonen anime who are like kind of yeah. like that play a role like Kuwabara would play.
Because in Hunter x Hunter, they have a character that's pretty similar to him, but he isn't the glue of the group. He was gone for a lot of episodes and we didn't care.
Honestly, no.
If Kuwabara would miss it for.
He wasn't doing nothing. He wasn't hitting on nothing. He was just like, I'm just going to be here. And then after I'm done here, I'm going to leave and go do my own thing.
Yeah. If you took Kuwabara out the show for a while, we would be like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
we would feel like we're missing something.
Yeah. Honestly. I mean, obviously, he really wasn't in the Three Kings arc that much, but still, yeah. you would kind of think like, hey, he was still motivating. I don't know, just the fact that it was their memories of him, their memories mm-hmm. of him that were like motivating. I remember watching when Yusuke was fighting Yomi. It was Yusuke's memory of Kuwabara that was motivating to yep. to fight. It was just mm-hmm. the fact that he was always ringside.
Yep. So if any of you out here, you know, that watch a lot of anime or read a lot of manga, y'all can let us know. If there is another character similar to Kuwabara, and I'm talking about like popular and like popular shows, like obviously there, I watch a lot of anime that isn't super popular, but out of the like the top anime or the anime that you would compare to Yu Yu Hakusho, such as Dragon Ball Z, Naruto, Bleach, Hunter x Hunter, and so forth, is there a character similar to Kuwabara? Because there's always characters like Yusuke. There's always characters like Hiei. There's always characters like Kurama. But there's not too many characters that are like Kuwabara throughout anime. He may be one of a kind, really.
I think
for his purpose in the group.
I'm trying to think of the reason why Togashi made Kuwabara the way he did. Kind of like, I don't know, maybe there's like a deeper meaning there. Like, yeah. he didn't make him as powerful as the other ones. I mean, even though he did hold his own, I mean, eventually
yeah.
they surpassed him. I don't know, maybe. I feel like there's a meaning in there, because there's a meaning. There's meanings throughout the whole anime.
Yeah, there is. But, yeah, that's a question that hopefully someone can answer for us, because honestly, I can't think of any characters that are similar to him. Like, they're always characters like Yusuke. You got Goku, Naruto. I always forget the buddy name for Bleach. I always sleep out of my head. But
Ichigo.
Yeah, Ichigo. They're always characters like him. They're always characters like Hiei, Sasuke, Vegeta. The list goes on. Old boy from the lightning dude. He's actually a combination of two characters from Hunter x Hunter. The blonde hair and Killua. If you took and split Hiei in half, those like they are very similar. But he's also like Kurama too. But
we're talking about Kurapika.
Yeah, you're talking about, yeah. I can never say his name right.
It's Kurapika. He is kind of like he's cutthroat. He's super cutthroat. And he's kind of cold, but I mean it's understandable.
Yeah,
they killed his whole family. So
yeah, but there have not been too many characters like Kuwabara. So shout out to Kuwabara, man. You deserve your respect, and you are one of the biggest reasons why I really fell in love with the show. So shout out to him, man.